Very quickly, a few halachot. There's a very important halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as to what is the proper way a person is supposed to pray. How is a person is supposed to pray? What is the proper kavana, the person you're supposed to have, a focus you're supposed to have? So the Shulchan Aruch, you know, there's very few instances where he writes a line of motivation rather than halacha, but I think it's very beautiful when he writes like this for a person to really read through the lines and understand what he says. He says, someone who's praying needs to understand the words that he's speaking from his mouth. And you should think, and you should think as if Hashem is standing right in front of you, as if Hashem's holy presence is right in front of us. And you should take away all of the thoughts that pull you away from having proper focus, take them out of your head. And he says, imagine you were going to speak in front of the king, a regular human being king. He says, how much would you prepare your words and you go over the night before to make sure you don't mess up your script when you're going to speak in front of the king? Or imagine you're going to speak in front of a crowd of audience. How much would you prepare? So the halakha says, how much more so for Hashem? How much more so for Hashem that we should be much more focused in our tefillah? And I think even more so, I'll add that in today's generation, it's a lot easier not to focus. Now we have technology, we have distractions, we have all different types of distractions that come our way. You know, there's a joke they like to say. They say, you know, you're trying to remember something you don't remember, go and pray. Why? Because for sure when you start to pray, you'll for sure remember what you were thinking before, because it has nothing to do with tefillah. And the joke is so serious because it's true. It says when you come to your tefillah, all of a sudden you start to pray, and all of a sudden now you remember, I have this business deal, what am I eating for dinner, where am I going tonight, what happened? And I think all of us, myself included, that happens to everyone, and the way we have to try to transverse that into really paying more attention to the tefillot is understanding what we're saying. If you pay a little bit more attention to the brachot, to understand what each blessing means, what we're trying to say, what we're thanking Hashem or asking Hashem from, I think it'll take a little bit more of the non-focus, and I'll put a little bit more focus towards the tefillah.